Fox News.
From raising a family to raising almonds, there are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
And
hi, I'm Mike Yam with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 14 of the NFL season came to a close Monday night in Los Angeles with the Chargers beating the Eagles 22-19 in overtime. Now, despite having surgery last week on his non-throwing hand, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert threw for 139 yards and a touchdown, and he rushed for 66 yards. Now, the Chargers defense, it came up big with four interceptions in the victory. Elsewhere, the Indianapolis Colts plan to bring in retired quarterback Philip Rivers for a workout. A move comes after starting quarterback Daniel Jones suffered a torn Achilles late in the first quarter during Sunday's loss to the Jags. Jones set to have season-ending surgery later this week. Washington Commanders veteran tight end Zach Ertz will be out for the rest of the season after suffering a torn ACL in the loss against the Vikings. And Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski says Shador Sanders will start the rest of the way. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home with Ready, R-E-D-Y, real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing, just for a chance to sell your home. Why would they pay to be your agent? Well, your listing is really valuable. So if an agent is smart, they'll go on Ready and offer you cash up front to get it. And you do want a smart agent, right? Call 888-545-READY, 888-545-R-E-D-Y.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health question.
If I said remember us, would you know what comes next? I'm not sure, but maybe if I added, hello there, it's Jared. Now you got it. Maybe just a little more help? So here I go. Yes, hello, it's Jared with Hutch Heating and Air. Remember us? Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air of Atascadero at 466-8199. Or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets. And a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board holding organizational meeting tonight. Winners announced for Paso Robles 2025 Christmas Light Parade. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting will be this evening at 6. It is the first meeting in December, and the board elects its officers for the upcoming calendar year. The board will nominate and elect a new president, clerk, appoint members to committees, and adopt the meeting calendar for the next year. The school board will also be presented with a Measure M update. Currently, there are three projects ongoing for Measure M: George Brown Dual Emergence Playground Edition and the Transitional Kindergarten Complex and the Aquatics Complex at the high school. Measure M's remaining funding balance is approximately $5.4 million. You can attend tonight's school board meeting in person or watch online. Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Outside of the consent calendar, the City Council will discuss an urgency ordinance regarding illegal fireworks in the city. The ordinance, drafted by staff, would hold social hosts liable for illegal fireworks discharged on property they're in control of. A social host is defined in part as the owner of private property or a person who has the right to use, possess, or occupy public or private property under a lease, license, permit, rental agreement, or contract. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Pastorable's Main Street Association announces 2025 Christmas Light Parade winners. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Passerables Downtown Main Street Association has announced the winners for the 2025 Christmas Light Parade. The judges' award went to Arnell Sport Horses. First place bands went to the Passerables High School Bearcat Marching Band. Color Guard went to Civil Air Patrol Bob Beavers Cadet Squadron 103. School Marching Group went to Georgia Brown Dual Immersion. Youth Club Floats went to Skills USA Chapter 211. And Antique Vehicles went to Hartley Farms. Many, many more winners and runner-ups across dozens of categories were named as well. Winter Wonderland is returning to Atascadero this Friday, December 12th from 5 to 9 p.m. Atascadero's Sunken Gardens and entire downtown area will be transformed into a magical holiday paradise with over 70 tons of snow. A snow pile area and slide will be featured alongside Joe's Little Train, obstacle courses, gladiator joust, bounce houses, and bungee jumps. Special guests will be the Mid-State Fair Queens Court and, of course, Santa Claus and his elves. Entertainment will line up the stage, including Atascadero High School and Middle School Choirs, 805 Movement and Performing Arts, Fine Arts Academy Monarch Choir and Honor Dancers, and Holiday Music by Medina Light Show Design. Performers interested in the Passerables 2026 Summer Concert Series are invited to apply. The highly popular, family-friendly concert series, held every summer in the Passerables Downtown City Park since 2001, brings in thousands of attendees every year. All shows are free and feature a variety of local and regional musical entertainment, with the 2025 concert series attracting over 25,000 attendees throughout the summer. Concerts in 2026 will take place Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m., June 11th through August 2026. Interested musicians must submit a press kit by Friday, January 30th. More information and application forms can be found at prcity.com/concerts-in-the-park. Passerables Public Works announced a section of Scott Street will be fully closed during the daytime from December 15th through January 30th. The closure is from Creston Road to Via Ramona with the recommended detour route along Santa Ynez. The Veteran Senior Center driveways will remain open during closures. The daytime closures last Monday through Friday each week, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Caltrans District 5 announced travelers on Highway 41 east of Morro Bay may experience some delays Wednesday, December 10th. One lane closure and traffic control will be in effect between 2.7 and 3.7 miles east of the junction with Highway 1 in Morro Bay. Delays of 10 to 15 minutes are expected, according to Caltrans. Crews will be inspecting road conditions in advance of an upcoming project. Lane closure will last from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Drivers can expect some delays of up to 20 minutes this week on Geneseo Road in Paso Robles. County Public Works will be conducting maintenance along Geneseo Road, south of the intersection with Ground Squirrel Hollow Road, continuing about 1 mile north to a point east of a sharp corner on Geneseo. Work is scheduled to start today and will go through Friday, December 12th. Work will last 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. In sports, for the NFL, yesterday the Chargers beat the Eagles 22-19. On Thursday, the Falcons will face the Buccaneers. On Sunday, December 14th, tripleheader for KPRL. We'll have the Raiders and Eagles in the morning, a game to be determined from Compass in the afternoon, and Vikings and Cowboys in the evening. In the NBA, yesterday the Pacers beat the Kings 116-105, the Spurs over the Pelicans 135-132, the Suns beat the Timberwolves 108-105. Tonight, the Knicks will face the Raptors, the Heat will go against the Magic. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. New poll on the California governor's race showing Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco leading the field with 13% support. Eric Swalwell and Steve Hilton at 12%. Katie Porter with 11%. 31% still deciding.
There's still very much a high undecided number here. I think that with so many choices, a lot of folks have just not yet made up their minds. But we do see that Swalwell has definitely made an impact on this race.
Matt Tagley, a senior director of Emerson College Polling. A man shot and killed while sitting in a car at a Los Angeles auto body shop. The suspect firing at the 51-year-old victim who worked at that shop in the Palms neighborhood.
At this point, it was just appears to be a sole individual, and they fled the location on foot.
A woman saying she was the victim's girlfriend, believing the shooting was a case of workplace jealousy. Los Gatos-based Netflix saying they'll still win out in a battle to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount launching a hostile takeover bid after losing a bidding war to Netflix. More to Warner Brothers Discovery accepting the Netflix offer of $28 a share. Jeff Scott, California News.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look lip, please.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
KBRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A farm-to-fork educator who teaches students in grades 9 through 12 has been honored as this year's Literacy for Life Outstanding Educator. The award was presented by the California Foundation for Agriculture in the classroom at the 107th California Farm Bureau annual meeting in Anaheim. Rupika Malik, a teacher at Tanyan Sin High School in Hayward, uses hands-on student-centered experiences that connect food production, nutrition, and sustainability. Most students have little exposure to where their food comes from or how it is grown, Malik said. This knowledge empowers them to make informed choices about their diets, appreciate the work of farmers, and consider future careers in agriculture. Malik's dedication to agricultural education has earned praise from program leaders. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K. John's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday. Low 70s Thursday and Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for the new K. John's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's an encouraging report on the job market. The Labor Department's JOLTS report, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, found 7.67 million available jobs on the last business day of October. It's more than expected and the highest since May. Both hires and total separations were little changed at 5.1 million. The report includes September data because of the government shutdown. The Federal Reserve is meeting today and tomorrow and will wrap up Wednesday with a decision on interest rates. Investors are expecting a 0.25% cut. Lands' End says it made a profit in the recent quarter. It lost money in the period a year ago. Lands' End has been working to improve its business and has been looking for options, including possibly selling the brand. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments all within walking distance. Garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Learn more at visitatascadero.com.
The Tuesday Farmers Market on 11th Street next to the downtown City Park in Paso Robles is open 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by and get your farm fresh local seasonal produce. Fall and winter produce is here with strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, scones, and soup. Check out other North County farmers markets in Atascadero on Wednesdays, Templeton on Saturdays. The market is open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Alrighty.
Sam?
Something that would make a really, really nice stocking stuffer. It's How to Adult, Almost Everything You Should Know Before Going Out into the Real World. And that's written by, I guess we can still kind of say, our own Jamie Umfenhauer back in Oklahoma. Anyway, it's all the information, you can just go to the, it's a e-book, by the way, but you can go to our website and look at it. But again, it'll make it an absolutely fantastic stocking stuffer, especially for some younger folks. So, enjoy that. Again, you can go to the KPRL website and take a look.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
For decades, K. John's Jewelry Company has believed in something simple. Honesty matters. And that's why we never discount. No inflated prices, no gimmicks, just fair, everyday value on jewelry we're proud to stand behind. But today, something truly special is happening. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K. John's designs in the coming year. To make room for this collection, we're liquidating our entire current inventory, and we're offering it at genuine significant discounts. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations. This isn't a sale for the sake of sales. It's a once-in-a-lifetime transition, a chance for you to own something beautiful at prices we will never offer again. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, we invite you to come in, explore, and be a part of this incredible next step in the K-John story. K-John's Jewelry Company, where integrity shines as brightly as the jewelry itself.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Over 100 years ago, there were doctors who were nerve specialists. In 1894, one nerve specialist reported a cure he had discovered for nervous prostration and insomnia. According to the San Francisco Chronicle of December 8, 1894, a prominent nerve specialist maintains he has the cure for nervous prostration, acute nervous pain, and insomnia. Now understand, mind you, I'm just reporting medical information. The doctor says he has women patients who regularly come to him with these symptoms. The doctor says, women waste their nerve tissue as fast as I can supply it, and they are on the verge of hysterics and acute nervous pain all the time. He says the cure is to stop talking. He continued, the other day a woman who was troubled with insomnia came into my office. Her tongue ran like a clapper of a farmhouse bell at dinner time. I thought she never would let up. Now, listen to my prescription, he said. Go home and keep still. Don't talk. Time your tongue waggings. At breakfast, allow your husband to read the newspaper without interruption. After breakfast, sew a little in your own room. Read as much as you please. Walk long distances if you're strong enough. Do not make any calls. At dinner, talk all you please, but spend a quiet evening. Exercise a little self-denial. It will be hard at first, but if you persevere, you will succeed and your nervous system will get rest. According to the doctor, men don't have this problem. They merely worry themselves into insanity or complete loss of brain power. The article concludes with a testimonial from a patient. Why, doctor, I haven't been nervous enough to fly since I began to try your queer prescription. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Outside of the consent calendar, council will discuss an urgency ordinance regarding illegal fireworks in the city. The drafted ordinance would hold social hosts liable for illegal fireworks discharged on property they own or are renting. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Paso Robles Public Works announced a section of Scott Street will be fully closed during the daytime from December 15th through January 30th. The closure is from Creston Road to Via Ramona, Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Veterans Senior Center driveways will remain open during these closures. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa, saving you money. Part of the broader message tonight from President Trump, who's trying to turn around the polls, showing he isn't doing a great job with the economy.
Bigger paychecks and lower prices for the American people.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levin on Fox and Friends. Day one of the final Federal Reserve meeting for 2025. It ends tomorrow with a decision on interest rates. Many experts believe another quarter point cut is on the way. Job growth stronger than expected in October. That from the job openings and labor turnover survey reporting nearly 7.7 million jobs available. Ukraine's President Zelensky says Ukraine, Europe are ready to present a peace plan to the U.S. And this press hearing for alleged assassin Luigi Mangione resumes today in Manhattan. His attorney is trying to keep some evidence out of his upcoming trial for the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. America's listening to Fox News.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come, or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Christmas and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Happy holidays from Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Very nice day. Sunshine, mid-60s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s, and then we'll hit the low 70s on your Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, Monday, and upper 60s sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down, 7.02 a.m., 4.51 p.m. We're at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trenchic Series windows and those doors. Yes, indeed. All right, coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, 12:30 till 2. Barry will have first up Steve Odom, CEO and lead instructor of Spartan Tactical Solutions. What is resiliency training and why it's important, the Warrior Development Program coming up on the 18th and 19th and more. And then Greg Haskins, the executive director of CoLab, talking about some of the big challenges ahead for the county in 2026. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there for you 24-7, same day, 805-466-6188. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, on the backstretch headed for home. Ready, set, go.
Put on KPRL. Gonna wear some boxing gloves.
in case some fool might wanna find
the Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, I came across something. I don't know if it's funny or it's not. It says Gen Z is afraid of talking on the phone. Chris, you're part of Gen Z, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Are you afraid of talking on the phone?
No, personally, I'm not, but I certainly have had run-ins with people who share that sentiment.
Really?
Yeah. Not necessarily afraid, but they would just prefer not to.
What's the reason?
I don't know. I really could not tell you.
Okay, well, anyway, one college is launching a class to help younger generation overcome its telephobia. Let's see here. Gen Z yapping doesn't exactly extend to talking on the phone, especially when it comes to work. Well, let me back up here. I'm guessing the so-called most of the talking that this generation does is through the texting.
I would reasonably assume that, yes.
Okay. Which leads to something that if you've grown up with that, then you can, from the experience or maybe instinct, that you can know based on the words as opposed to the tone of what the conversation or how something, what it means.
Do you mean that when you're used to texting, you can sort of pick up on
the inflections or the maybe even some of the emotion in what the text is about, as opposed to, you know, when you're talking with somebody, you can tell, you know, from their inflection and the way they talk on how it's meant.
Yeah, I think that there is certainly some legitimacy in practicing it and growing up with it that you can probably tell easier than somebody who's newer to it, but it's not always flawless. I'd say, like, the one thing that might contribute the most to being able to tell somebody's inflection or meaning or emotions is the more you just talk with them or text with them, you kind of get to know their personal style.
Okay. I would agree with that. Now, do you remember it was a year or two ago where a guy thought because I was in a...
You're using all caps that he thought you were yelling. I remember that very well.
Yeah, now, does that make sense?
To me, it does. I know that to you it didn't, but to me, I can see where he was coming from.
But he didn't know me.
Correct. He didn't know you. Like, if you sent me something in all caps, I wouldn't assume that. But if somebody who I didn't know sent me that, I wouldn't necessarily think they're yelling at me, like, aggressively. I would just be saying to myself, why are you so loud? Even though it's, you know, a text. It's through text.
Well, also, maybe, like in my case, I really don't know if I'm on the caps or the lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because you've gotten some emails from me, and you probably have seen both.
Yes, I have. I've seen some in all lowercase, some in all caps.
And once in a while, I may deliberately put it in uppercase because that's meaning it's important.
Yes, it's urgent.
Right. Okay. So, and that comes from knowing the personality or... even with the type of business you're in, because, like, you know, for example, if I sent you an email, which, okay, you know, I do that a little bit, but it's also, well, because there's information usually on those emails that I send you.
Right.
An attachment or something like that. It's not like I'm too lazy to walk 10 feet from here and go over and talk to you. you get to know the personality of the person, and then... just because it's in caps doesn't mean, that tends to be more important, but this guy thought I was yelling at him, which I ended up wanting to yell at him because I thought he was a jerk, considering that I've never known him and I didn't want his services and so forth and so on. So, I wish I would have pursued it to the nth degree and been able to get physically a hold of his neck and just choke him like a chicken. Okay, so they're apprehensive. The Gen Z is apprehensive. Talking about, so a college has launched a class to help the younger generation overcome telephobia, the fear of talking on the phone. And let's see, this survey from last year shows nearly a quarter of the generation is so hesitant about talking on the phone They never answer calls. Okay, again, I have to rely on the experience of the youth here. How often do you call any of your friends as opposed to texting?
Oh, boy. Unless it's an emergency, I usually just text them.
Are you more likely to get a response from the phone or the text?
I think it depends. If I call them, they'll probably think that something's wrong. If I text them, then they'll get back to me whenever.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. Gen Z, who grew up texting and instant messaging, can find phone calls jarring because they don't have enough time to collect their thoughts before responding.
I can see that as one of the reasons. Yeah, when you get sent the text, you can choose when and how you respond. But if it's on the phone, you kind of have to respond right then and there.
Okay, so let me play a completely amateur, I mean big-time amateur psychiatrist or psychologist, whatever. So as opposed to just the instant interaction with somebody on the phone, now I get a text message from somebody, and now I have time to manipulate my answer.
Well, when you say manipulate, it sounds a little negative.
Well, that's what I mean. that's my thought. Is okay. Whatever the question may be, and I'm gonna have to think about this for a while. And thinking about an answer isn't always the worst thing. You know, it's you want to give it some thought, but I find it. Somewhat funny. For the future, who knows? Let's see here. Now, this, according to this, it speaks to a broader fatigue with being, they're using the word urgency and immediacy, where people have grown tired of the hassle culture and obsession with efficiency. People are quietly rebelling against the immediacy by taking their time to respond to the calls. And Gen Zers have also said that phone calls scare them because they assume it's always about an emergency.
See, there you go. That's one thing I've got in common with them. I don't know about always, but, you know.
Okay. It says here, text messages signal recipients they can take their time to think about a response, where a phone call puts more urgency behind the matter. We have turned a simple phone call, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, into brain surgery. Okay, hi, good morning. Yeah, by the way, you're on the phone. You can text us, though, as well.
All right, thanks. Well, I found myself texting just out of courtesy because, you know, people are working or doing something and they can read a text rather than pick up the phone. They're in a noisy place. They'd probably rather do it that way. Anyway, I wanted to comment on something you talked about the last hour about the minimum wage. I know it was pointed out to me quite a while back, that it's not just the bottom tier that has to get that raise in pay. It's everybody up that ladder of hierarchy in a business. So the next guy up the ladder, he has to get a raise. So it's not just that few bucks that minimum wage guy's getting.
No, it does. And again, let's just if the bottom rung employee is making $1 an hour, and then the next one, the higher up people are $2. Now the guy gets $1.50. Well, the $2 person is going to say, "Wait a minute,
yeah,
that's not right." So yes, it has the domino effect on it, but also it affects the. In a business, it affects the consumers because the price of the product that these people, whatever you're doing, you're making or supplying, that cost has to go up to cover not only the wage, but you're also talking about workman's comp and everything else that the businesses have to contribute. So again, this is another situation where the average person does not know what the real effect is.
Right. Yeah, the unhidden costs are like exponential to that, whatever a few dollars that the bottom rung guy gets. Anyway, that's I just wanted to point that out too.
But when if you're in a situation where you have multiple employees, then you know that's the, not just the one. That adds up to a lot of money over the course of the year.
Absolutely.
And then again, I don't know why people aren't being smarter about this, because as I, you know, the example I gave last hour was the food workers here in California, where over 17,000 of them lost their job. They were all, you know, hooting and hollering about, you know, the skills that it takes to make a hamburger, which is crap. They should be taught reality. But okay, fine, you're out of a job. Way to go. And then also with other and food employees as well, we have this thing called AI and automation coming down the road.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, we're all using it, and we don't even know it.
Well, but there's going to be more of it. And, you know, I've realized over the course of time that people had to adapt to the changes in technology, but this is something like we've never seen, because this is mm-hmm. happening very, very fast. And as I said last week, people need to realize what their skills are really worth.
Well, people need to have a desire to develop skills, you know, to develop a hands-on learning experience. And young people, they have this big dream about sitting behind a desk and pulling six figures.
I'm not sure that is the same as it used to be. And you know, when I read over these things, and this is going back for many years now, I really think our educational system needs to have a good look at itself and see what we're preparing the kids for. You know, this 1950s, 60s, and 70s goal that every kid has to go to college, as most of us probably are aware of, is nonsense.
No kidding. Yeah, most of those big entrepreneurs that people worship now didn't, in some cases, didn't even finish school or quit and went on to their own thing, you know?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of
Silicon Valley people.
Yeah, that's it. All right, sir, I got another call.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I did have another call. All right, so back to this. And then, let me see, the emergency, another main cause of it is the fear of being judged. Another main cause of telephobia is the fear of being judged. Okay, well, we're judged a lot. Okay, boy, don't get judged in life. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Going back to the text situation, I like texting, and that's all fine, and versus a telephone call. What gripes me with the text is you'll have a friend text you, ask you a question, you answer them, and they're gone. It's like you're having a conversation with them and them walking away from you if you were face-to-face. But that's one thing that really gripes me.
So they ask you a question, you give them an answer, and then there's no reply.
Correct.
Not even a thanks or whatever?
Sometimes, no, not at all. They'll say, you know, what about doing this and this Saturday? And you'll go, that sounds good to me. What about meeting here at this time? And then, you know, hours later you might hear, like Chris was saying, they can have the option to wait to answer till later. But I think it's rude, and these are my friends, I think it's rude that they don't answer you. They started a conversation, they should finish it.
Well, I think that's the beauty of why people like the text, is that it's short and to the point.
Correct.
Matter of fact, I got an email here. I don't like to talk on the phone. It takes too much time. I like texting. Now, I text to people, you know, that I know. So, you know, again, like Chris was talking about, we know our personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, you know, read between the lines, so to speak, on how our answer is.
Correct.
So
the problem with that, though, is if your personality, let's say, is on the negative side and somebody mistakenly puts the caps on, you're going to think, oh, that person's upset or yelling at me. But that's you taking it as such.
Well, with me, I would just tell them to get over it.
Or you wait and do it 3 hours later, and they're going, what?
Well, let's see here. Well, I guess it may depend in if you think that you have something coming up with your friends, whether it's every month or every few months or so forth, you may be anticipating it. But sometimes the reply can't be helped because of what their schedule elsewhere may be during the day. I know. Yeah. I do not respond to any text messages I get until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon because I have priorities after I get off the air, and the texting isn't. But I'm in such a routine that most people know that with me. So
right, yeah, now, I can understand that.
And generally, if it's something that's going to be of importance, the person will end up calling me because I have a, my phone ring is definitely something that I go like, okay, now what's this about? So we all... You know, we all develop our own kind of habits with ourselves and our friends on how we respond or what we're expecting.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with that. Sometimes I just picture the texting like I'm standing in front of them, and it's almost like, oh, they just turned around and walked away from me. Answer me! You know, you started it.
Now, one of the things I don't like on texting... And Chad Stevens does this to me every time, is he leaves one of those emojis.
Emojis.
I know why he does it now, because he knows that I hate it.
Oh, good for him.
Because I've told him and a couple other people, I want to put my face through your face through this thing. I can't stand the emojis, especially guys doing it to each other.
Yeah, I can see that. Gals use it more with their little hearts and cutie things, but...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, they don't have too many manly emojis, huh?
And quite frankly, when I have a couple of people that use the emojis, I have to question their manhood a little bit.
Are you listening, Chad? Oh, gosh. Okay, well, anyway, that's my thoughts.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Appreciate you all. Bye.
Bye. Chris, you use emojis?
No, I avoid them, actually. Not for the same reasons, but I just avoid using them.
Okay. Well,
in fact, I think one thing that sets my texting style apart is that I text with perfect grammar and punctuation. Most people don't do that. Like, I never shorthand my words.
Yeah, I don't like the abbreviations on the words. I can't give you an example right now.
Well, there's thanks. There's THX for thanks. There's
okay. That's a good example. It's like, okay, why can't you finish out the word? It's only it's only two or three more letters. What's the big deal?
Or just you for YOU. One thing I go out of my way to do as well is I always make sure my I's are capitalized, which I know is something that not everyone does when they're texting.
I'm fairly careful about the spelling. Well, if I'm dealing with a client, obviously it's got to be, I don't want them to think I'm an idiot.
Right.
But I would say for the most part that I will, because let's see here. The sense of humor that most of the people that I text with, especially my brother, if I get one thing wrong on it, that's going to be the topic of their reply. You're an idiot. Don't you know how to spell, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it'll just go on. So I want to make sure that my the backside of me is covered when I do that. But, the phone, again, the good thing about a text is you can get things done and a reply within a matter of, a couple of or a few seconds, as opposed to a phone call, which can just drag on. So I understand some of this, but... To be fearful about being judged. So it's just another issue we have here, ladies and gentlemen. The tech world. Colleges have to have courses on people learning to learn how to talk on the telephone. Oh my God!
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Winter Wonderland is returning to Atascadero this Friday, December 12th from 5 to 9 p.m. Atascadero's sunken gardens and entire downtown area will be transformed into a magical holiday paradise with over 70 tons of snow.
Paso Robles Downtown Main Street Association has announced the winners for the 2025 Christmas Light Parade. Judges Award went to Arnold Sport Horses. First place band went to Paso Robles High School Marching Band. Color Guard to Civil Air Patrol Bob Beaver's Cadet Squadron. And many, many more winners. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Protecting what matters this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry will have on Steve Odom, CEO and lead instructor of Spartan Technical Solutions, and then Greg Haskin, executive director of CoLab. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.